भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad-Bhagavatam, fifth chapter, Prahlad, descendant son of Hiranyakashipu. Today, text 18. So, please repeat with me. Iti
tam
vividha upayai
bhishayam
darjana aribhi
Radam
Grahai Grahayam Trivardasya Upapadanam Iti tam vividhopayai
Iti tam
vividhopayai
Iti tam vividhopayai
Ishayam starjanadibhi Ishayam starjanadibhi
Ishayam starjanadibhi
Prabhadam kahayam nasa
Prabhadam kahayam nasa
Prabhadam kahayam yamasa
Prabhadam kahayam nasa
Vipagasyo papadanam Vivandasyo Papadanam
Vivandasyo Papadanam
Should we go for translation? That's one. Word for word, translation. Iti, in this way,
Tam,
him, Prahlad Maharaj, Vividha Upaye, by various means, Vishayan, threatening Tarjana Adibhi by chastisement, threats, etc. Praharadam anti Prahlad Maharaj Grahayam Asha Tod Tivar Dasya, the three goals of life, the path of religion, economic development, and sense gratification. Upapadana, scriptures that presents. Translation of the whole verse by his fine ways. Is the Bhakti Swami Shabu by Maharaj Ki? Translation. Sanda and Amarta, the teachers of Prahlad Maharaj, chastised and threatened the disciple in various ways and began teaching him about the paths of religion, economic development, and sense gratification. This is the way they educated him. Please can you repeat? Sanda and Amarta, the teachers of Prahlad Maharaj, chastise and threaten their disciple in various ways and began teaching him about the paths of religion, economic development, and sense gratification. This is the way they educated him. Thank you very much. In this verse, the words Prahladam Grahayam Asa are important. The words Grahayam Asa literally mean that they try to induce to learn Raj, to accept the paths of Dharma, Artha, and Karma, religion, economic development, and sense gratification. People are generally preoccupied with these three concerns without interest in a path of liberation. Hiranyakashipu, the father of Tular Maharaj, was simply interested in gold and sense enjoyment. The word Hiranya means gold, and Kashipu refers to soft cushions and bedding on which people enjoy sense gratification. The word Prahlad, however, refers to one who is always joyful in understanding Brahman, Brahma Buddha, Prasanna. Prahlad means Prasanna, always joyful. Prahlad was always joyful in worshipping the Lord. But in accordance with the instructions of the Hiranyakashipu, the teachers were interested in teaching him about material things. Materialistic persons think that the path of religion is meant for improving their material conditions. The materialist goes to a temple to worship many varieties of demigods just to receive some benediction to improve his material life. He goes to a sadhu, also called Swami, to take advantage of an easy method for achieving material opulence. In the name of the religion, the so-called sadhus try to satisfy the senses of the materialists by showing them shortcuts to material opulence. Sometimes they give some talisman or blessing. Sometimes they attract materialistic persons by producing gold. Then they declare themselves God. And foolish materialists are attracted to them for economic development. As a result of this process of cheating, others are reluctant to accept a religious process. And instead, they advise people in general to work for material advancement. This is going on all over the world. Not only now, but since time immemorial, no one is interested in moksha liberation. There are four principles: Dharma, religion; Artha, economic development; Karma, sense gratification; and moksha liberation. People accept religion to become materially opulent. And why should one be materially opulent? For sense gratification. Thus, people prefer these three margas, the three paths of materialistic life. No one is interested in liberation and Bhagavad Bhakti, devotional service to Lord, is above even liberation. Therefore, the process of devotional service to Krishna consciousness is extremely difficult to understand. This will be explained later by Prahlad Maharaj. The teachers, Sanda and Amarga, tried to induce Prahlad Maharaj to accept the materialistic way of life, but actually, their attempt was a failure. Kanatrashma Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki. So, this verse contains so many things, very important thing, important point, and the essence of the philosophy. And we have only a few minutes. But anyway, Bhagavatam is unlimited. Krishna is the biggest, he is the smallest. So with this very short time, we can, by the mercy of Shri Bhagavatam, we can touch the relevant point for our own inspiration, although I'm not qualified. So, Vesamangala Charan, I am a little servant of Krishna, but because of my bad fortune, I've been inimical towards him from time immemorial. And thus, I have identified myself with my body continuously, wandered the cycle of birth and death in the material world, suffering the burning threefold miseries. Now, as a result of some unimaginable good fortune, my spiritual master's mercy has enabled me to know that I'm Krishna's eternal servant, an infinitesimal spiritual being, completely apart from the gross and subtle body. And so, by the order of my spiritual master, I will obtain a good fortune of serving his lotus feet and following his footsteps, the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prema Purushottam. Prema Purushottam Guranga Mahaprabhu ki. Sankirtan Nika Janaka Guranga Mahaprabhu ki. So, the Sankirtan moment is born of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very important. The best of all process in the spiritual mind, we can see from the past and for the time to come. This process of Krishna consciousness is unique. And Mahaprabhu is Janak, is the father of this process. Namo Maha, Varanaya, Krishna Prem, Pralayati, Krishna, Krishna, Jaitana Namne. Rupa Goswami has realized this tattva, this truth of our Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, he, out of his knowledge and realization, he offers this pranam at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this pranam describes the very nature of the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, son of Sajjavata. When did Mahaprabhu come to this world? Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahajan has given verse 9 description about this, about Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jigar Daya Kori Swapar Sada Siyadama Sayang Avatari Atyanta Dulava Prema Kori Bare Dhanu Sikhaya Sharana Bhakatera Prabhu. Shri Krishna Chaitanya is from Bhagavan, Adi Purush, Primeval Lord. Bhagavan Thakur says here in this song of Sharanagati, which is the process was brought to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhakti Thakur describes that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Jive Daya Kori Swapar Sada Suryadama Sabade. Out of compassion, boundless compassion for the conditioned soul of this world, especially in Kali Yuga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advanced himself to this world along with his dharma associates, paraphernalia, everything. And he's not avatar, he's avatari. Avatar means an expansion. But avatar also means good descent. But in the case of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's not an expansion. He is avatari. Avatari means the fountainhead or the source of all other incarnations, the origin of every other divine manifestation. So he's avatari. Why? Achanta Dulava Prema Kuri Bharitana Sikhai Shanagati Bhagadira Pran. He came to give this rarest treasure which had never been obtained before and after Mahaprabhu. Only Mahaprabhu can do this. A matchless gift. And he does this indiscriminately. Therefore, Shri Krishna Dasa Mele Goswami has mentioned in Chaitanya, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Adabhuta Badani, Adabhuta Karunya, Adabhuta Darji. Wonderfully merciful, wonderfully magnanimous, wonderfully compassionate. Achanta Dula Prem, this prayer, this gift of Lord Gaudiya Mahaprabhu is given, it never available in any other ages. Mother Dula Prem Sabakari Dachi. Patita Pamana Ibache, Brahmana Dulaba Prima Sabakarizachi. The most wise living enemy in this material world, Brahmanji, Son of Krishna. But it was not available to him. So Mahaprabhu came. Therefore, he said Mahaprabhu is Avatar Sarak or Avatar, is the essence of all the personality of Godhead.
Parama Karuna Paude Jana Nitai Gora Chandra Sayavatara Sarasiramuni Kevalaya Nanda Kaunda Bajo Bajo Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sudruda Viswasa Kodi Viswaya Charya Sirasema Jiya Mukhya Bodo Hari Hari.
See, Paramakuruna was to propose Gaura Nitai. They are supremely merciful. Paramakuruna, Paudvija, Nitai Gaurachan. They are keeping this easy and the highest process which can be executed joyfully. Not the hard processes, yoga, meditation, tapasya. No. This process of Krishna consciousness can only be executed joyfully. And they're giving this. At the same time, the highest. Therefore, the advice of Lochan Das, you please worship those two Prabhus with unflinching faith. And follow the instruction, very simple. Give up sense gratification and chant Hari. Why is it said? Because this verse is speaking about sense gratification. Dharma Atakam Moksha is all sense gratification. If we are established on this four, Prabhupada called them, okay, processes in Sanskrit word, Vistar. Anyway, I just said in English, these four processes of religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and higher than this liberation, they are all material. You cannot realize the real swarup. Jiva swarup Hare Krishna Nitya Das. This is very significant. Mahaprabhu came to this philosophy. He came with this philosophy. He gave very simple formula, simple philosophy. Jiva swarup Hare Krishna Prakash. Simple. Mahaprabhu simplifies everything. So, the sense gratification is not the real Dharma of the Jiva. Therefore, if we are engaged in sense gratification, we cannot realize our real identity. In other words, we cannot relish, the nectar that we always anxious. The real process or the real dharma Jiva Dharma, Atma Dharma, Sanatana Dharma, is to become fully surrendered soul in lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, the concluding instruction of Krishna by Bhagavad Gita Sarvadharma, Parijajamamitam, Shri Krishna. Krishna tells Arjuna, his concluding instruction. Then Mahaprabhu, he came, Swayam Bhagavan himself, Krishna, with all his theoretical knowledge about Bhagavad Gita, he came to demonstrate himself, Aparikanyu Bhaktu Bhav Angiko, Apanyachari Bhakti Sikai Usabhadi. That the best thing Mahaprabhu could do for us is to come here in Acharya as a Bhakta, Bhakta Rupa. To demonstrate to us what our real interest, what's our real constitutional position to be Krishna Bhakti. She was sort of Krishna Nitya Das. We tell ourselves Krishna. When we, by Mahaprabhu's mercy, when we realize this, then all our desires are fulfilled. All our aspirations are met with. But it's very confidential. That's what Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is very difficult. But only it becomes possible by the mercy of Yes, Gurunda. They came, they told us, give up sense gratification. Give up cheating religions. Krishna Das Gaudiya Goswami says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Atma Vanchana, stop cheating yourself. Atma Vanchana means Kaitava Dharma. Kaitava Dharma, cheating religion. And Bhagavatam said, Dharma Pujita Kaitava Dharma Parama Nimasana. Dharma Pujita Kaitava Dharma. Srimad Bhagavatam is the Krishna Bhakti Rasa Swarup. Bhagavatam gives Prema Bhakti. Therefore, Mahaprabhu said, Shima Bhagavatam, Pramanamala, Prema, Pumarto, Mahan. We can only get Bhakti if we accept Shima Bhagavatam, if we hear Shima Bhagavatam. Chao Bhagavata Puru, Vaishnavirastane, Ekam Dashra Puru, Chaitanya Charan. If you take shot of Vaishnava, who is the embodiment of Bhagavatam, and we hear Bhagavatam from Mahaprabhu, was speaking on Shrimad Bhagavatam. No other. The Mahaprabhu to discuss, it is on Bhagavatam. Therefore, Jan Vaishnava, Piyam, Shrimad Bhagavatam is very dear to the Vaishnavas. Because he gave them memory of Krishna Bhakti. Why? Because Srimad Bhagavatam is the Krishna Bhakti Swarup. Srimad Bhagavatam is the body of Krishna. Which Krishna? Is Rasa Swarup. Is Rasa Vesaha. And this Prema Bhakti is given when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam. We accept the teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam, then this Krishna prayer becomes available to us. This Mahaprabhu is teaching. This Vaishnava is teaching. Gaudiya Vaishnava. So, Bhagavatam rejects sense gratification. Dharma Pujita Kaitava. And Krishna Das Gaudiya Goswami Chaitanya Charitamrita says sense gratification means Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. This is Atma Vanchana. Cheating religion. But a living entity is by nature blissful, and then more pleasant. And this blissfulness is available to us. We made of this thing. We are Satchitananda, just like Krishna is Satchitananda Moi. We also Satchitananda Moi. All we need is to establish our relationship with Krishna. Some man. So the whole teaching, the whole philosophy, the definition of Veda, Shiva Goswami said, Vedeti Dharma Brahmacha Veda. Vedeti Dharma Brahmacha Veda. Vedeti Dharma. These Vedas, Vedic knowledge teachers, are real Dharma in a relationship with Parabrahma, Krishna. And the beginning of this is Sampana Gyan, and then Abhidaya, and then Prayojan. So, unless our relationship, our eternal, perfect, loving relationship with Krishna is established, we cannot come out of this ignorance, cheating process. And those who teach this process, those who teach also, who have not realized this process, they're cheaters, Prabhupada mentioned here. So Prabhupada said also there, somewhere else, this is the world of cheated and cheaters. Cheated and cheaters. But who can save us from this pathetic situation, this material world, especially in Kali Yuga? Very difficult to be protected from this thieves or cheaters, only Mahaprabhu's mercy. So Mahaprabhu, he has empowered all the living entities of this world through his words. Like he said, Vichaya Shaniya Sirasamanjaya Mukhyabharo Hariya. If you follow this simple instruction of Mahaprabhu, Guru Nitai, we give a sense of edification. That's why we follow strictly Vedic Bhakti rules and regulations. And we're always chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This is the instruction of Adi Guru, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, by following this instruction, we chant Chaniya. Give up sense gratification. We take this process of chanting Hare Krishna in association with the devotees and serve the Vaishnavas, Guru and Vaishnavas, then we will be become Kripa Siddhis. We get mercy. And we can understand this process of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada says very difficult. Sadhu Sangha Nijatapa Bhagavata Hom. Nijatapa Janya Sansara Chai. Jagannatha Pandit has given this beautiful quotation how we can become perfectly situated. Sadhu Sangha Nijatapa of Bhagavata. If we fought to associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we do not sankirtan that. Then Nijatapa of Bhagavata. Then our real identification is revealed to us. Then we can understand, yes, I'm Krishna Das. Theoretical won't help. We need vigyan, we need realization. Many people, they say so. I'm Krishna Das. Especially in the Hindu background, people, they're very fortunate that they name the children or the relative after the name of the Lord. That's the same. But they have no realization. Most of them have no realization of this. Only by Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha Nijatapa Bhagavata Hom. Nijatapa means to understand your real identity. Nijatapa Janya Sansara Chai. At that time, when we realize our real identity, our Krishna does, then we give up sense gratification simultaneously. It's very difficult, but sometimes very easy. So this is Master Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has integrated the Sankirtan movement in Kali Yuga for the welfare of his community. Just, if you read the first verse of Shishastaka, in all the philosophies there. Baba Mahatma Bhagavad Gita. this path. He says very clearly that during summertime, this fire, blessing fire, in this material world, we are burning the fire of material life. Says glorification is like fire. Not the person who said, Hari Hari Vipare Janama Golainu Manu Sajjao Namo Poyo Radha Krishna Namo Jiyo Janiya Su Niya Misha Kainu Golo Kena Primautana Harinamo Sankirtana Ratina Jam Milo Kene Ta. So now for example, it's lamenting. So there's a situation. Sense glorification means lament. It's the suffering. Ignorance. Ignorance is the cause of suffering. So we should take this process. Now we do marathon. Prabhupada's marathon to preach. And by preaching, Lord Chaitanya will be very pleased with us and we will definitely be rewarded with this nectar of Krishna consciousness. So I've gone over time. I'm so sorry. I'm supposed to stop at 9 here. It's so many things we can discuss about, but this as much we can take, and just we should take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Take shelter of the Sankirtan movement. Serve nicely, cooperatively. You're not losing anything. Don't feel that you've been exploited. No. If you take to this process, in the beginning you might feel exploited, but Krishna will take care of you. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. Srovata in Vaishnavism. When we simple, then what may say, oh, if I become very simple, I will be exploited. I'll be cheated. But you've been cheated by Baba many, many lifetimes. You've been cheated already. But now it's just be simple. Krishna will protect you. Krishna in the protect the weak. So, by any means, we should surrender to the process of Krishna consciousness. And we should be always remember, we should always remember that Prabhupada is an ever well wishing. Because of him, the Prophet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Tivite Yashiva Tantagra, the grandson Raja Prachar, where Munara, this process, this prophecy, it was made possible by his divine grace. So Prabhupada is more than what we think he is, he's more than that. We can go discuss more confidentially about Prabhupada, we can even comprehend. Who can fulfill the prophecy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the best and only personality of Godhead, Prabhupada did? Can you estimate his position? You can't. So, please, let's work together, cooperatively, and give to others. More we give, more we receive. Right? So, the Sankirtan is alive and soul. As the first stroke of Chikamrita. Sankirtan is life and soul. Thank you very much. Any question? Yes. 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 I'll leave the text clear. Maharaj, please forgive me for any wrongdoing, any mistakes, correction. I didn't speak much about the personality themselves, Prahlad Maharaj, but Prabhupada is men already, so I want you just to get to the point for ourselves, for understanding. Thank you very much. I'm your servant, please accept me as your humble servant and be merciful to me and pray for me so that I can follow in your footsteps. Amen. He said wonderful, he was from down.